Blog Talk Radio.
Let's Talk Truth is designed to shine a light on that part of us that's hidden deep within us, and it stunts our growth. Truth is only truth if it lines up with the Word of God. Otherwise, it's merely our opinion, our opinion, our opinion.
If you really wanna talk, then let's talk truth. Hey. Any situation that you face can be talked through. No problem too big, there's no problem too small at all. Trying to maintain to keep from smashing through a wall. Heavy load up on your shoulders, trying hard not to fall. Situation after situation, throwing curveballs. Got you worried about your job, a word about your kids, a word about the things people said or what they did. Your husband ain't doing right, or maybe it's your wife, 'cause they let the devil step in and creep up in your life. Hey, L-O-I-C-E, come and help us out, please, 'cause we all in desperate need and need to learn to plant our seeds. We gotta grow as a people, 'cause wisdom and knowledge is equal, and all we need to learn to do is spread our wings like eagles. Now, let's talk truth, let's talk truth, let's talk truth. Lord, sit down to talk truth, but the rest is on you.
Hi, everybody. This is the host of Let's Talk Truth, and we're here today, this evening, with another dynamic Blog Talk radio show. Hopefully, you have been having a good first of the week, and if you're not, just keep hanging in there. It's going to get better. And I want to say that I'm so pleased to have everyone on board today. Those of you that's interested in talking about things that's kind of close to your heart, but a lot of times we don't realize what's going on or the things that's hindering us from that place of prosperity, from that purpose place of prosperity in our lives. But there is a place that we are headed to, and the only thing that stops us from getting there is us. We stop ourselves. Pardon me. Today we're going to talk about addicted to drama. Everyone knows what, you know, the definition of an addiction. That's being dependent upon something that you don't necessarily need, but you can't do without it. Your body, your mind, that part of you that makes you the person that you are supposed to be, you can't function without it. That's what an addiction is. Now, if you will just think about your life, addictions of any kind will eventually damage a person's life in one capacity or another. And we're just so horrified if we say someone is addicted to drugs, or, oh, he's addicted to sex, or they're addicted to alcohol. You know, they're an alcoholic. That means that they're addicted to it, and their body can't function without it. But there are some things that we don't think about on a day-to-day basis that we could be addicted to. And we can be addicted to drama. Now, if we would look at drama, drama is, should be in the arena of entertainment. It should be in the entertainment arena. But it's no longer entertaining when lives are ruined because of drama, when a person can't grow because of drama. And we do find that all over this world. As a matter of fact, our television shows, everything on media, in our media now, is not entertainment anymore. It's put out there because we are addicted to drama to the point that they brainwash us into thinking that that stuff is real, and it's not real. I don't know, and maybe somebody can do a research on this for me. I did not research it, and I don't like to talk about something that I'm not certain about. But how many of you remember the show Pimp My Ride? And according to that, according to just a brief summary from someone else, it said that show was not even real, that they didn't actually redo a person's car for their sake. They did it to make ratings and to make money at somebody's expense. So it just gets me to thinking how we have left the entertainment arena and have wrapped our arms around things in the media as if it's real. We're going to involve everybody into this conversation, but I just wanted to say how if you're not strong-willed and strong-minded, and you don't have your mind in the right place, you will be duped. You'll be hoodwinked and bamboozled into thinking that what is mainstream is what we should all be focused on. And it really isn't. That takes away our prosperity. It pulls us out of a place that we have been set by God. And once you get out of that place, it's going to be hard for you. And some of us that in Christ, it's hard, but we can cope differently. There's a different coping mechanism that goes along with it. So by the time we finish this show today, we're going to realize that there are more things you can be addicted to besides drugs, sex, and alcohol. Drama, meaning, is one of them. Now, here in the studio today, tell me, anybody that want to, tell me something you might feel as far as addictions, how devastating are addictions, and do you know of something that will categorically just hurt you?
Well, any addiction, that means that it runs your life. An addiction can ruin family lives because you'll start doing one thing above, putting one thing above your family. A lot of people are addicted to a whole bunch of stuff. It's not just drugs. It's not just, you know, what we think. People can be addicted to drinking water. That means they have allowed something to force them to live a certain way. You know, they can't stop it. They've done it so long, but their body craves it so much, they can't stop it. And it'll ruin jobs because you can't function. For instance, if you had some people are addicted to cell phones. Get in the car, just got to have your cell phone in your hand. Bam! Kill yourself. Hey, your addiction just hurt your mom, your dad, your wife, your husband, your kids, your family members, all because your addiction, you could not put that down.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to take a step back and look at that kind of stuff because us being like that,
we lose so much. we can also have an addiction to eating.
Yep.
Food. You know, it's, there are people who can have eat a complete meal, and 5 minutes later they want another meal. You know, they can eat, and it's just anything that you crave that will allow you to do it in excess, you're addicted to it.
Yep.
Now, let's go back to our topic today, addicted to drama. There are certain shows that's coming on TV, the Hip-Hop Wives of Nova Scotia. I'm just saying that, but it's so many reality shows all over the United States. Are we addicted to that sort of thing? Because all it does, I said one day, I just wanted to see what people were so attracted to. And I looked at a few minutes of one of those shows. I can't tell you the name of it because I really don't care for them. But I literally had a headache after 5 minutes because it's only drama. It's cursing each other, fighting. I mean, literally fighting. And this is what we are accustomed to. This is what we want to see on TV. I had the privilege of just about a couple of weeks ago, I looked at one TV channel that had different shows like the old school shows, Gunsmoke, Walker, Texas Ranger. Give me another one.
Little House on the Prairie.
Madlock. Those shows.
What's happening?
Yeah, and I looked at those shows, and the difference in those shows and now, those shows actually taught compassion and caring for one another. The shows now don't. It teaches us, we learn how to scheme, connive, be underhanded. All these things. But those shows, those old shows, they were, I just looked, I said, oh, my God, we have fallen, we have been pulled so far away from what we had in the past. And this is why we're going on this spiraling downhill track right now. Even the shows that we they're that's presented to us aren't clean shows anymore. They don't teach values. Entertainment was entertainment back in the day, but it still taught values, family values, husband and wife, respect. And this is what we don't have now in the media. I look at the tragedy that happened to the young girls. The mother that killed her two daughters. That was a tragedy. But the media has blown it sky high. Everything. What happened, you know, she shot a girl. She killed her girls. Yes, she shot them. Yes, she reloaded the gun. Yeah, you know she was on TV talking a little while ago about needing to have guns. And she was a gun advocate. What does that have to do with her mental state when she killed her daughter? Well, she was playing, she was loving them back in September on Facebook. Oh, they just, you know, coo, coo, coo. Can you tell me what does that have to do with that tragedy?
Because just like you're saying, most people are addicted to power, and that they use any kind of thing to further their cause.
But that, to me, that is just
horrible.
But
people don't understand. Power is they think drugs is the all-time
drama. Is that drama that gets that adrenaline pumping that shows the dirty some dirt on somebody. Let me show you. Oh yeah, they look clean, but look up behind their ears. They did not wash their ears. It's right up there. Now I don't hear anything about O.J. Simpson except, you know, every now and then they say he's getting fat in prison or his appeal was denied. Now the media, it's all about which one of the Kardashian girls is his daughter. Who cares? Is that going to do anything for me? Is that going to put any money in my pocket? Is that going to give me life longevity? Is that going to do anything that will positively uplift my life? No. So why am I interested in it? It's drama. Stop you. I did for now. I don't even look at TV because everywhere you turn, it's drama, drama, drama. And we can talk and say all the things we want to say and say them so eloquently and so nice. But if, just like I didn't look at the BET Awards, and I deliberately didn't look at them because people don't get up there and accept awards. They get up there and make speeches. That's a platform for somebody to be seen to so that I can show them how black I am and so I can show them how pro-black I am and so I can show, you know, that's a show where we're supposed to appreciate our accomplishments. We're addicted to hour-long debate, you know, speeches.
People are addicted to the power that the limelight.
And, you know, I wonder.
Like, it's something like it's going to really help them, and it's not.
No, let me ask you this. Have you ever had somebody, have you ever really listened, go back and listen to what people say? Do you know, as a minister, preachers can get up in the pulpit, and they can yell and holler and scream. 90% of the congregation don't even know what they're saying. But because they're up there yelling and screaming, it sounds good. That's the drama that we're attracted to. It sounds so good. I remember I had a friend whose his dad or something had 7 churches. He pastored 7 churches. Now, how he had time for that, and there's only 4 Sundays in a month, and they were Baptist, so, yeah, they had service on Sunday. But how can you pastor 7 churches in 4 months, in a month's time? Four Sundays, sometimes 5. And he would laugh at how his dad had those people brainwashed. He'd get up in there and he'd yell something like, "Oh, my mama gone." And they would just be just screaming. Trauma.
That's what they want to hear.
That's what they want to hear is
drama.
They don't
want to, you say, well, I think this going to get off the stage, you know, that
yeah.
kind of stuff. People like controversy.
They love drama. And I know that we have different platforms where we do spoken word or poems or whatever. And when we do those, that's what we're there for. But if somebody's giving me an award and I'm doing a spoken word speech, then it's something drastically wrong with either me.
That's because you've waited all this time. Now you can say what I want to say. Papa was a vacuum, lived in a cocoon, shoom, shoom, shoom.
And 9 times out of 10, some of that stuff don't make sense. It does not make sense. And if you think I'm kidding, listen, go back and just take your time and listen to some of these speeches that everybody is ranting and raving over. It's some things that said that does not make sense. We know that there are a lot of things wrong in this world. But when you stand up to preach to me on Sunday, give me the word of God. That's the only way I can stand through all the other drama you're putting out, you put out before me that week. So this is what I'm saying, and we are so addicted to drama. I have a Facebook page. Yes, I do. A lot of people don't agree with that, but I do. And I'm not going to try to justify to you what I have on it. That's none of your business. If you want to be my friend, request me as a friend, and you can look all you want to. I don't have anything to hide. But I can get on there and say, listen, anybody, if I could get people to make a dollar donation to the Sick Children's Fund, nobody don't want to hear. I don't hear from none of my friends. But if I get on there and try to tell people what went on at the BET Awards, my news feed is just it's running over. With Gerald, if I were you, I would do this. And you can't tell him nothing, and you can't do all of these things. But these are some of the things that we need to really stop and look at in our lives, because we are addicted to drama. And you, some people don't have a happy day-to-day life. You meet them, they cannot smile at you and just say good morning. Yeah, did you hear about so-and-so-and-so? Well, let me tell you. See what happened. The cow jumped over the moon, and the old dog sniffed. But they got all this drama they got to tell you, and they got to tell you in a way that it is so interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, when you talk about being addicted to drama, that you're in the category to me with drug addiction, alcoholic, sex, porn addiction. All of these, you're right in the same category, but you think you're better because you're not doing those things. But if you are addicted to gossip and the ill treatment,
and other stuff, like, you know, basically, like, I mean, I'm not saying one addiction better than the other or not worse than the other, but the stuff that people say, oh, my God, he likes porn and all this kind of stuff, that doesn't rob so much as the addiction of you want to could get in somebody's lives or control them.
Mm-hmm.
You raise everybody with that. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? But they want to be nice, nasty, like, oh, I'm all right. I don't do that. But I do this, but I don't do that. Well, you just as guilty.
You just as guilty.
As everything else.
I look at the beautiful, beautiful women on these reality shows that will sit and have their makeup on flawless, and they're dressed just beautifully, and then go sit up and fight, get in a laying hands on somebody type fight. I just never did like her because she said so and so, and she's missing my man, and this, you know.
Right. So
these,
can I say something?
Yes, you can, caller. I'm glad you came online.
I've been listening, and, you know, I want to say this. I want to go a little deep. People who are addicted to drama, I don't care what type of drama it is, it all stems from a lack within them. because they want to feel important. Let me give you an example.
A lack of importance?
The people, they want to feel important. For example, the people you just got through talking about on TV. Everybody wants their 15 minutes of fame. They know having a fight, having baby daddy drama, the world is going to watch that. Because people like to watch lives that are either full of drama because they make them feel better about their life. Like, my life not like that. With Lisa's not like that. Everybody wants that to compare to the people who are doing it. They know somebody somewhere is going to be watching. That's going to boost me into my little 15 minutes of fame. And then it'll lead to other things where I'll be a household name. It'll be a phrase coined after me. Because everybody wants to feel important or successful. People who want to talk about drama all the time is because they want to get their point of view across and they want to feel important. Because if you're telling somebody something that's going on or something drama in your life or in somebody else's life, you're giving your point of view, and you also comment on what you think about the situation. And that person is a willing audience at that point to hear whatever you think. And nine times out of ten, if you lay down anything halfway sound or that doesn't sound like you being a part of the drama, that person will agree with you. So in turn, that boosts your ego because someone is listening to you, but we don't want to admit that we don't even love ourselves.
Yes.
That is why we're full of drama.
In the world, females, let me ask you this. Do you think females are addicted to drama more than males or vice versa?
Don't get me wrong, but I think we say it's a woman, but I think it's mostly men.
Caller, do you agree that men are addicted to addicted to drama more than women?
And I say that because
I would just say that the general consensus would be that it's women. But I think it's equal parts because men may not sit around and, you know, discuss drama with each other. But when something unfolds, they're not going to turn away from it. So it's the same thing. It's just that women go about theirs in a more catty way. They want to sit down and talk to their girlfriends about it, get on the phone. Nobody's going to call, no man's going to call his homeboy and be like, man, let me tell you what happened. That's not the general. But if you go play basketball with your homeboys, that's going to be a topic of conversation. It's just done differently, but it's the same kind of drama.
Same thing. You know, I was kind of blown away. There was one time that there was a reality show on TV about ministers. These were God's men preaching to God's people. And I wasn't naive. I didn't figure it was going to be much, but I wanted to give them the benefit of the doubt. I said, let me see how they're going to present themselves. It was more drama on that show than it would be at a nightclub with strippers. And these were men of God. You know, I thought about something the other day. I was going through something. It was personal. And when I was addressing it with the proper business on the phone, when I got off the phone, I just felt overwhelmed. I wanted to just boohoo. I just wanted to cry. And I thought about if there was somebody that I could call that was Holy Ghost filled, power packed, that I could call and talk to. But then I said, there is nobody. There is nobody that I reach capacity. And I'm not saying, and please don't get me wrong, I'm not saying I'm more righteous than anybody. But I will say this. The only thing I have to go on is what you present to me. And I said, my goodness, who will I call? Ghostbusters? Because there's nobody. And you know what? To me, that brought a sadness within me. Because if you can't call on the body of Christ, what do you have? What do you have?
Yeah.
And we're talking about, but the body of Christ as it stands today, it's more drama, it's more addiction to drama in that than it is at a nightclub.
Out of control. That's where they really talking about control. Church, they want to control everything you do. You can't do nothing in the church that they don't want to that they want to try to control.
Yeah, and all we're required to do is preach the gospel and walk in love. That's it. But it's horrible to the addictions. We blame, like I say, the top three addictions that just affects everybody mentally: drugs, sex, and alcohol. But to me, drama tops all of those. Drama tops all of those, and our media feeds us to produce drama. Because, like I said, I don't care who.
That's because our lives get mundane. We get so hooked on paying bills and doing this. It's like, oh, my God. Like, it's like we have been programmed like people who've seen death a lot. Like, if you've always been around people who get shot near you, eventually it stops bothering you. It's just a part of everyday life. So I think we've all become desensitized to what would normally be frowned upon. Because, I mean, everybody's made it big. Look at the little girl, Sharkeisha. Made it big for hitting a girl in the face and knocking her down. But no one ever focused on the fact that she hit a girl who was not ready to fight her. She took a sucker move and hit the girl in the face without her paying attention. That doesn't mean she's such a great fighter. Anybody who hits somebody who's not ready can knock them out if you hit them just right. It doesn't
That's
mean
right.
you've done something great. You're only your best when you've competed against the best. If you are good at a game and you're playing people who have never played and you're winning, that doesn't mean you're great. They've never played. But someone who has the same skill, you know, set as you, and you beat them, then you've beaten the best. But we didn't look at that aspect. We just was, oh, don't show Keisha, and made the little girl famous for being a bully. Do you see what I'm saying? So any other thing, like every time you turn around, what are they posting on social media? Fights. Kids breaking down in fights instead of people, you know, giving up videos to the police and having them picking them up. Pick them up. You turn up my streets or give or selling somebody some drugs and videoing their bad reaction, and everybody's supposed to sit back and watch this with chagrin. Like, oh, my God, this is so funny. It's not funny. That could be your brother. Nope. That could be your mom, your sister, your child. So, you know, that stuff is out there. Instead of you saying, look, I know these people in this video. And pick them all up.
Yep. That's what they need. And then people will, you find, what is the word they use when they want somebody to beat up somebody? You better work. You better work.
Oh, yeah, you better eat. You better eat. I don't even know what that means. Either way.
I don't think
so. I just feel like, you know, I admit I like a little drama. You know, I like love and hip-hop. I like, you know, basketball wives and all that kind of stuff. It's like, ooh, oh, my gosh, because it brings about an excitement. Like,
it's drama.
Yeah, it is, but my life is not filled with that, so I don't have that type of drama in my life. So I'm watching it as a form of entertainment because it's like, oh, my gosh, like, this can't be real. This is not real life.
What's about it, you use the word entertainment. There are some people that don't realize that's entertainment. They think that's for real. And so they think that those people are doing what they're supposed to be doing.
Well, not even that. I'll even go one further. Now, anyone who knows me knows I am a Beyonce fan. Love her to pieces. Love Beyonce. However, her Lemonade album came out, and, you know, everybody, she has a line in one of her songs called Bicky with the Good Hair. They had all these people on social media jumping on the wrong girl, the little cooking girl, Rachel Ray, just ready to jump on her. I mean, cussing her out, threatening her, stuff like that, all because you hearing an entertaining song, although it may be based on her life. She didn't list any names, but people went with that, honey, like wildfire. Now, you don't have nothing better to do. Now, I love Beyonce, but I'm not finna go on social media and send a threatening message to a lady I don't even know.
And why are they?
Because I think that's who she's talking about.
That somebody messed with Jay-Z? Well, let me
It's a speculation. Nobody knows who she's talking about, but everybody's piecing together like a mystery
who it is,
and they picked on Rachel Ray. Obviously,
who
the 600,000 people that threatened Rachel Ray, all she was trying to do was cook without watching her meat.
You know, but
you weren't thinking about Jay-Z.
This is what's sad to me. When you entertain drama, or when you're addicted to anything, it puts your personal life on hold. Now, where are those? How many people was it? 600,000.
I believe so. That's just a guess.
Okay, if it was 600,000 people, where are their husbands and boyfriends and baby daddies? I mean, do they have that in order first? Does that husband come home with that check every? So while you over there are trying to straighten out the woman that's supposed to be messing with Beyonce's husband, what about your husband? Well, to tell the truth, 9 times out of 10, you don't have a male in your life, period. You just taking state money, taking care of your kids, and your baby daddy is with somebody else. But you sitting up here trying to tackle someone who's got enough money to patch hell 3 miles, and every time you lay a dollar down, it'll burn. See, this is what I'm saying, but your life has been altered for drama. And it's not even your drama. And this is what's so sad about it. You know, I have a Twitter, but the only time you see anything from me on Twitter is I post this show. I had a person tell me, you need to follow this, and where am I following to? Are they headed to my bank to put some cash in it? Are they going to buy me a new car? Are they going to pay my house off? You know, they've got to be doing something for me that moves me toward my positively purpose living, or I'm not following you nowhere. What do I want to follow you for?
No.
You know, all that you need to follow. No, I don't. I need to follow Christ.
Save me.
Ain't going to save me. Not going to put a biscuit in my mouth. I won't have no syrup to sop or nothing.
Y'all know who needs syrup.
We need some syrup to sop and some great yelly.
That's
what people. But I know people, they can't sit and talk to you just, you know, one-on-one. Let's talk and let's fellowship and be happy and laugh and. If it's not trauma attached to it, we can't do it.
Mm-mm.
And that is so sad.
Gotta have drama.
It's gotta be drama.
That's the only way we feel better about our lives.
Mm-hmm.
If it wasn't like that, our lives wouldn't be nothing. That's the sad part about really thinking that, right? That's so sad.
Yeah, it is. It really is. And so what does the most damage? Drugs or drama? I believe drama does more.
Yeah, it does the most. And drama. But drama is going to hurt everybody.
Yeah, so we're all addicted. It's just so many things. Oh, they're addicts. I don't fool with them. They're an addict. You're a little addictive there yourself because you're talking about this person and you're putting yourself on this pedestal over this person. And frankly, I feel sorry for people who are addicted to drugs. Just they've gotten into something they can't handle. Your body can't handle that. Your flesh cannot handle that. Anything of that nature that's addictive.
Well, I'm just going to say that we spend too much time, I think, as humans anyway, always trying to point out what's wrong with somebody else.
Yeah.
I can point out a million things wrong with a lot of people. So it may not be what's wrong with you that's wrong with them, but you have something that's wrong you need to fix on. And instead of focusing on someone else, you have the option in life. That's why I'm so glad we live with free will. If you don't want to be around somebody because of whatever reason, you don't have to be, but you don't have to speak on it either. That's not your place or your business. People need to sip a lot of tea and say, that's none of my business, because it's really not their business. We jump into stuff that's not on. If it, now, I feel me personally, if it affects my mother, to me, I feel like that is my business. That's my mama. And if you do something to her, then, hey, that's a problem with me. My brother, or, you know, anybody that I love that's in my close circle, those on the outside, I could care less. I could hear, girl, you know, he having an affair on her. Is he? But pray about it, you know, because I wouldn't want that to happen to me. That's it. I'm not, girl, baby, I heard, honey. Girl, you know I heard he messing with such and such. You know, things like that. Nowadays, it's to the point where it's so much drama and so many people filled with drama, you can't even tell your friend if you think something wrong with her boyfriend. Like, you can't say, hey, I think your boyfriend secretly is dating this girl. I saw them. You know, it'll be one of them. So you have to sneak, take the picture of them kissing in the club, go get a dummy phone number, send the message and say, just thought you should know, so they don't know who it's coming from. Then they can ask all the questions. But they'll believe anything that anybody on the outside say, but not those closest to you.
That's true.
It's always the drama about it. It brings about drama. It's adding more drama to your drama. Like, you find out your boyfriend cheating on you, but you mad at your friend. So you have that drama. Now you had a drama with your friend, and now you telling everybody, girl, she going to try to come tell me about my man and tell me this. And then later on when you find out, he was. Now you've had this big drama circle. You've lost a friend. You've wasted time with this dirtbag. Then had a baby by him, and he got you and the girl got the baby at the same time. Y'all had babies on the same day, a few minutes before.
Oh, that's drama.
Yeah, it's drama, but it happens. It happens every day.
That is so sad. You know, I was saying, how many people lead church and discuss the Word of God as much as they leave church and discuss what somebody wore, what somebody had on at church, or was that, did you see how so-and-so looked? Was that her new boyfriend? Was that his new wife? You know, but we don't sit and discuss the Word and say, listen, when you heard the Word today, how did it make you feel? Or did you feel some type of way when you heard the Word? We don't, you know, How many people you think leave church and will do that? But it's the drama part that we stick to. It's the drama part. I can remember a girl got mad at me years ago because a friend of ours' wife passed away. And first of all, they wanted me to go with them to the funeral. But the reason they wanted me to go with them to the funeral is because I used to date the guy way before he got married. And I told her, I said, I'm not going to go. I don't know why you don't want to go. I said, and you don't need to go because you're only going to go so you can see what she has on in the casket. So you can see how she looks, how her hands are folded. But, you know, you're not going because you care about that guy. And the reason I didn't go, because I didn't want to give anybody anything to gossip about, you know, or to bring drama about. So we have to, it's our responsibility to be aware of drama when it hits your ears.
Yep.
The first thing you know it's fixing to be, what is the first word, women, we know when it's fixing to be gossip? What's the first word you hear?
Girl.
Girl.
But I hear it at work all the time. Girl, let me tell you this.
And it's a long, drawn-out girl. Girl. You know right then to put your earplugs in and tell them, hold on a minute, I can't talk with you right now. Just hold that thought, and I'll get back with you. You know, we got to start being responsible. I get calls from women all the time, but it's none of the girl thing. They call with, you know, hey, the Lord laid you on my heart. I called to pray with you and blah, blah, blah. You know, that type of thing. But we're not going to this, girl, did you know? So it's really sad, it's the way we've allowed our lives to be transformed. But we're transformed into the world's way of thinking. Because we feel like that's what we just have to do. That's a part of who we are. And you find people who are absolutely, you don't find, see any joy in their faces unless they're listening to drama, talking about participating in some type of drama. You would think they were getting paid in Hollywood, the way their eyes light up and things go wrong. Because 9 times out of 10, when somebody comes to you nosy, they're not seeking information to bless you in any way. They're seeking information so that you know that you can give them something to feed on. You feed that drama spirit in them.
Yep.
Maybe somebody should do a movie, the drama that ate Manhattan. You know how the drama spirit takes over the world. Maybe someone should put a movie out about that. Because what about, like you say, addictions need to be addressed. And I said in the little bio that we should have intervention programs readily available for the ones that need it. But we do have intervention readily available for people who, and it's called church. It's called the Word of God. So once that happens, somebody needs to start intervening and making sure that that drama doesn't just consume us.
Yeah,
we don't want drama to consume us, but And we need to start being, love your family, love your friends enough to deter them from all the drama that goes that we're that we're involved in. Try to give them a positive avenue, a positive outlet on how to live, so that you can't tell people that what they're doing is okay, because it's not okay. It's just not okay. Anybody have any words you want to give to our listeners, or maybe something you just want to say to go on record?
I just want to say that if you feel yourself getting that way, getting
involved.
Yeah, worried about something, somebody else saying or anything like that. When I say worried about someone, you getting your addiction is coming on, you said it this is hell. I said this is hell.
Not even that. I'm just gonna say, to me, it's just like people saying the war on drugs. You want people off crack, stop people from selling it. Things like that. There's always going to be supply and demand. There's going to always be somebody who wants drama. But if you're really a person who says you're tired of drama, all you have to do is negate it when it comes into your way. If somebody comes to a girl, I just said someone call you angry, you just start praying on the phone. Father God, right now, as you heal their mind, Lord, bring peace. And, go into things that prevent you from being around drama. If that's what you truly want to stop doing, if you truly want to stop being around drama, that's like people who tell you, if you've ever been a drug head, they tell you if you've done drugs or you have an addictive personality, you can't even drink alcohol because alcohol leads to your body wanting what it had before. You
that's
just smoke
true.
Your cigarettes, but you can't, they'll tell you, I used to work where they had a crack addiction center, and they will tell you, you cannot drink alcohol because that alcohol is going to lead to you, it takes you to out of your correct mode of thinking. It releases your inhibition. So the thing that governs you from going back to the lifestyle you were in is now open and free and loose. And you'll just so happen run into somebody who used to be in crack house with you, and they say, I had a relapse. That's why when you have moments like that, you have sponsors. You have to call somebody or do that. If we start having prayer circles versus drama circles, I know sisters in the church call each other and talk about, girl, you heard about Sister Mabel's granddaughter? Mm-hmm, girl. Not what
yeah,
they're saying. Have you heard about Sister Mabel's granddaughter? We're going to pray because Sister Mabel don't need that stress, and God is in the healing business. Lord, get together and pray for the person you're talking about. But y'all start a phone chain talking about the person.
Mm-hmm. I just said that a minute ago.
Holier than thou.
I said that a minute ago, caller. I said, how many people leave church and discuss the word that went on before them rather than you leave church and then you talk about what somebody had on, what they wore to church, or whose husband came to church and wonder how come she didn't come. It's just whatever we do feeds our flesh. Just, it's that drama, that drama spirit. We wake it up and, man, we feed it. We give it breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And we give it a little alcohol, a very little water, but we keep it hydrated enough to keep it going. And that's just horrible. So I tell you what, this one show here, I've become more and more aware of how drama absolutely devours life. It takes everything away from you. People don't want to be around you because you're full of drama. Have you ever said, oh, I don't want to, so-and-so will be there. Oh, no, I don't want to go there. She's too full of drama. She got too much drama going on. No one wants to be a part of that because it's killing. You know, it doesn't give you anything positive. Have you ever seen, other than entertainment in the movies or whatever, have you ever seen anybody make money on drama? You know, maybe you have, I haven't, unless they're in the entertainment business.
Not so much.
But it's absolutely horrible.
You know, I've seen people get fired because of drama.
Getting fired?
Because of drama. You asked me if you seen anybody make money. I'm saying, no, I've only seen people lose money because of drama.
Yeah.
Do you know where I work, you can get terminated for gossiping.
Because
so
gossiping brings
you got to be careful who you talk about.
Yeah. That's because gossiping, that's why they don't want you to discuss your salaries and stuff. That can show start a big bonfire.
Yeah.
We've come to this conclusion today. Drama is an addiction. It's bad, but nothing is insurmountable. There are intervention programs. Go to church. Get some God-fearing people praying and uplifting. You know, that should help people get back on track. Because you can tell this is good when you walk in a place and you've been the topic of conversation. Everybody look at you crazy. They don't address you like, you know, they would normally. Only because you've been the topic of conversation. So I want to say we're coming to a close here. We have less than a minute. So I want to say this. I appreciate all of you that participated in this program, the ones in the studio, the ones that called in, and encouraging you guys to come back and visit with us next week. Same time, 7:30 Tuesday, Central Standard Time, where hopefully we will have another dynamic topic that we can bring to the forefront. So with that said, I want everybody to, you know, do your own drama analogy. Make sure that you're not a part of it. And with that being said,
save the drama for your mama.
Yes. And with that being said, this is Lois Bullock, and this is Let's Talk Truth. And guess what? I'm loving you with the heart of God. Good night.